MSNBC's Johnson, This Is War, Trump Caravans. Kyle Rittenhouse, Mitch McConnell the Enemy. By Pam Key on November 4, 2020. MSNBC contributor Jason Johnson said on Wednesday's broadcast of MSNBC's Deadline that he hopes a President Joe Biden will remember he was at war. Anchor Nicole Wallace said, I want to come to you on what this election says to you about the conversation we have had day after day after day about the vastness of this president's sort of atrocities in terms of his disdain for the office he holds and the way he has treated people who he views as not his people. And often they are voiceless people, migrants that come here, asylum seekers that come here, African American men and women calling for racial reckoning. What does the election result say to you about the country's disposition around all of those issues? Johnson said, I'm disturbed by the fact not enough Americans made that decision. I'm disturbed by the fact you have large numbers of people who are like, yeah, a guy who leaves people out in the cold, 250,000 dead of COVID, harasses women, stuff like that. I want a little bit more than that, and I don't know if I want the other guy. This election shows me disturbing things about this country racially and from a gender standpoint. He continued, I have to say this, if Joe Biden becomes president of the United States, and I hope that he does because he is not a dictator in the making. He seems to be a decent guy. I will immediately turn around my hat and be extremely critical of him because you cannot come into this White House with the idea that these people aren't the enemy. They are. The people chasing the Biden-Harris truck out of Texas, they are the enemies of democracy. The people right now attacking vote counters in Detroit, they are the enemy. Kyle Rittenhouse is the enemy. Mitch McConnell is the enemy. He added, if there is one thing that Democrats should have finally figured out in this campaign, you cannot treat the Republican Party with kid gloves because they won't treat you that way. I hope Joe Biden just gave this speech to sound nice because everything isn't locked down yet. Maybe Senator Harris will have this idea should she become VP. But they have to go into this realizing they're in a war. The war for the soul of America will not end once he's inaugurated, and I hope he remembers that. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.